At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Broadcasting from Central Florida, it's the History Ghost Bump Podcast Bonus Cast.
Hello, you spooktacular people. Welcome to the History Goes Bump bonus cast number 6. On this bonus cast, we're going to bring you a little bit of the behind-the-scenes conversation we had with Patrick Keller of the Big Seance podcast. We're also going to play some outtakes, so sit back and relax as we pull back the curtain and show you just how professional we really are around here. We did a podcast featuring the Myrtles Plantation, and we had a special co-host, Patrick Keller of the Big Seance podcast. This is a little bit of our conversation before we got into talking about the history and haunting of the Myrtles Plantation.
Hello?
Hello, is this Patrick?
It is!
Hi, Patrick.
How are you?
We is good.
Congratulations, by the way.
Well, thank you so much. We had a fabulous day yesterday.
I was going to say, you've had a busy week.
Oh. I tell you, it's been a busy month. I'm ready for just, can we like slow things down and not have anything crazy happening or anything exciting? It's like good and bad.
We're really hoping this weekend is super boring.
That's how I love to live life. I've always said I want to be a recluse when I grow up. It sounds really nice. I try to be as reclusive as possible in the summers, too.
Sounds like somebody I know. My lovely co-host.
Really?
Yes.
Isn't that how most of us podcasters are? We're a bunch of introverts.
I guess so. Yeah, I don't like to leave the house. I'm not even a big traveler, so you guys do a lot more of that than I'm really comfortable doing.
Diane is at least a traveler, but she only likes to pretty much go with me when I drag her out and around.
I don't mind traveling. Just don't put me around people.
It's just like,
oh, yeah. And I for sure, like when I've been out with Joe traveling, like especially like if it involves a subway or the airport, I hang on to him and I just go where he goes. I get it's like I turn into an old person instantly. I can't handle it and I don't know where to go and I get confused.
Oh, I love subways.
Yeah, that scent of urine is so fabulous.
The what? Oh,
the scent of urine is so fabulous. Oh.
Actually,
well, I'm always panicked I'm going to get separated from whoever I'm with.
Oh, because
and
of the busyness,
know
yeah.
Where to go.
It was so cute. I was on the monorail one day going over to Magic Kingdom, and there was a little boy sitting across with, I think it was his aunt. And he goes, you know the thing I love best about the subway in the sky? He goes, there's no rats, and it doesn't smell like pee.
Aww.
I started laughing so hard. I'm like, oh, are you from New York? He goes, yeah. I'm like, how did I know?
Bonus. No urine smell.
Oh, my gosh. It was so funny. I laughed really hard.
So what do you do for Disney? I don't think I've gotten that far.
I'm a concierge. So basically, I get to book all the fun things. So dining, tours, recreation, spa treatments.
Cool.
And yeah. And so the more I play at Disney, the better at my job I become. So.
Yeah. Yeah, when I saw your all of your statuses and your pictures yesterday, I was like, oh my gosh, that must have been a big trip, and they're going to do a podcast interview as soon as they get back. And then I'm like, oh wait, they live there.
Yeah, we live in most people's vacation destination. Actually, it was our vacation destination. We had planned to move down here when we retired, and we both just looked at each other one day and said, why do we want to wait until we get old and can't enjoy it?
Oh, well, there you go.
So we closed our businesses and packed up a U-Haul, sold most of our stuff, and here we is.
Wow, that's brave.
It was brave, but we're stupid.
We'll take brave.
Yeah. Thanks, Denise. Yeah, we're not really brave. We're just dumb.
Dumb and dumber.
Well, that's what I kind of think about this big house that we just bought. I'm like, but everybody keeps telling me, you know what, just... You know, you've got years and years to grow into it, and you'll never have to move again. Just let it all, you know, just soak it in and enjoy it and just be in debt for a while.
Well, you know, when we bought our house, that's what I told Denise, because we moved so many times over the years. And when we finally bought a house, I said, you know what? They're not carrying me out of here unless I'm in a pine box. I'm not moving again. I'm dying here.
Exactly. I'm so OCD. And it just tears, it's like rips your whole life apart for like a whole 6 months. Well, you know, I just.
Going through the whole process of getting financed approved and closing, we almost were like, forget it by the end. Cause I was like, okay, well, we've already given you the firstborn dog and all of our blood. What else do you want?
And that was after she said, oh my gosh, I love you guys' credit. I wish I had 20 of you. So what happens with the people with bad credit? My gosh, it's amazing they ever get a house.
Yeah, and then you sign the paperwork and you look down and you're like, okay, well, this is how much the house is supposed to be. And then you're like, 300 and something thousand what?
After they add on all the finance and years of interest.
Isn't that four times what I thought I was paying? Oh, Lord.
Well, and I get lost in numbers too. Paperwork and like things like insurance and taxes and like stuff like that. I'm just like, just tell me what to do. I'm not the person to master that.
All right. Well, what I thought we'd do is we'll start the show like we usually do, and then we'll introduce you as our special co-host. And Denise is going to read a little bit of your bio, and then we'll talk a little bit about you and how you got interested in the paranormal and about your show and how you developed it in the blog and all that good stuff. And then we'll jump into talking a little bit about your road trip. And I'll definitely point people towards your podcast so they can get all the details and especially the audio. That was some weird stuff you had going on where all of a sudden the audio cut off.
I know. And I'm such a skeptical person, but I'm just like, why would my recorder just randomly stop at an odd minute and then restart and pick up again? I mean, who knows? It could be with digital stuff, it could be anything, but that's the most weird thing that happened.
I don't know about your recorder, but I mean, you have to push the button to stop on mine and you have to push it to record. So just seems weird that it would stop. And then unless it was just its own little blip in there,
it was a ghost host,
something.
Who knows? I mean, I was hoping there was a message before it stopped, like, hi, here I am. I'll be back or something like that. But nothing but snoring.
You're like, great. Here, let me play you guys 6 hours of me sleeping.
And I do. I go through every minute of that stuff. Oh. And it, which is one of the reasons why I kind of stopped doing a lot of the investigation because, oh my gosh, it's just tedious.
Well, anytime we talked to other paranormal investigators in the past, that's the one thing I said. I said, you know, on TV, they make it look so glamorous. Uh-huh. And they don't show you the hours and hours and hours. You just sit there listening to nothing. And then I'm like, I don't even know how they pick up hearing stuff. Because there's a couple times I've listened to Darkness Radio where Dave Schrader will be like, wait, I just heard something echo through the headphones or something. And I'm like,
how is
he even hearing that? And he's talking at the same time. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it's something you kind of figure out how to hear.
I guess. I don't
have
it.
Well, cool. And I'm nervous because this is my first official podcast interview.
We're going to pop that cherry.
You're listening to History Goes Bump.
And although we generally consider ourselves a PG to PG-13 show, occasionally we get a little rated R with some TNA.
One of the reasons why I need a stick for this thing is because my shoulder is tired. tired of holding that up.
All right. Well, that is to give you guys a little taste of the behind the scenes on the History Ghost Bump. We'll be doing these again in the future and giving you a chance to do a Q&A with us again. And hopefully we actually get some Qs so we can give some A's.
That almost sounds like a bad thing. Q and A.
It makes me feel like singing chorus line TNA. Is that what you're thinking?
I am.
I thought you said this is a G show, and now that's I made G. it into a PG show, and now you're going to R.
Well, the course line wasn't rated R, was it?
Well, I don't, you know what? It probably was. It was kind of risque, wasn't it?
But it was a stage show.
All right. Well, what does the T and the A stand for?
I can't say that on the radio.
Watch your host blush.
All right. Knows he bought himself a fancy pair, tightened up the derriere, did the nose with it, all that goes with it. Yeah, that's it.
Occasionally we have accent fails around here.
All right, Denise, are you ready to tell the, I don't know, what do we say? Are you ready to tell the little doggies? Get along, little doggies, as we head on down to Texas. I don't know what a cowboy sounds like. I almost feel like I should do a John Wayne or something.
John Wayne was a cowboy, at least he acted like one. We went to the stock show. Most cowboys just talk normal.
Cowboys just sit on a bull and ride it, or a horse.
I just sit on a bull. So any bull riders out there, you're just sitting on a bull while it bucks you all over the place and tries to kill you. But, you know.
Patrick has a unique item in his studio, a locker. Do you think it could be haunted?
Yeah, I have a old locker that I'm looking at right now in my studio that came from a middle school that was demolished several years ago. This was a middle school in Carrollton, Missouri. And I got it because it reminded me of the locker that I used when I was in middle school. The building was about the same age. It's, you know, you can picture a 1950s locker, you know.
Sure.
And I sometimes sit here and think, gosh, the amount of people that would have used that locker or walked by that locker or stored their items in that locker. And, you know, schools and hospitals and places like that, the energy with all the people in it. Sometimes I look over at that locker and I'm like, I wonder if there's any
something in there.
Energy attached to that locker. And that's also cool to me to think about that. And it's one of the reasons why I have it.
Sure. Yeah. It's a possibility.
Sometimes on this show, we get a little tongue-tied.
The Richelieu River flowed between Montreal and New York City, and it was used as a lane of transport for girds.
Real good girds.
And the decor that was inside there.
You better keep that for bloopers. You always find, maybe when that better be a blooper.
I've been saving some of mine. Don't worry.
There are three female ghosts here as well. It is believed that they are former patients of, I'm starting that whole one over.
And the Weast Wing?
The Weast Wing.
The Weast Wing. Go over to the Weast Wing.
Right now.
Now I sound French.
Patrick has a little trouble speaking as well sometimes. On this clip, Denise gets the trees wrong and then gets giggly.
The park was landscaped with white palms, elm, oak,
palms? Palms in Canada?
They're Canadian palms.
It's the tropical area of Canada.
They're really cool.
going to be an outtake.
Yeah, it's an outtake.
Okay.
What I love is that you just kept going like that was perfectly normal. The park was landscaped with white palms, elm. It didn't even occur to her. That didn't sound right. And when does pines look like palms?
When you write it. We won't tell them it's tight.
I was going to say, I didn't write that.
Okay, now I'm going to get the giggles. This could be bad. The park was...
Oh, no. Here we go again.
Okay. Oh, deep breath.
Jeez. This is why podcasting is a good form for you rather than live broadcasting. It's like the major no-no of broadcasting is dead air. Or cackling, or as we like to call it, giggling.
I don't giggle.
Okay. All right.
The park was landscaped.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Denise apparently wants to take Rod Stewart back in time.
Led by the Duke of Albany, Robert Stewart.
What's the song that he sings?
If You Think I'm Sexy.
If you think I'm sexy, I'm the Duke of Albany. What is that? What do you think he sang?
No, and you want his body.
Oh, it wasn't him singing that he was the Duke of Albany?
No, he just thought he was sexy.
Outtake.
Well, I want to thank you guys for joining us for this sixth bonus cast. I have been your host, Diane. You take care now. Bye-bye.